This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I turned on MSNBC and Morning Joe for like 30 seconds as I was scrolling through channels while on the elliptical, and I saw Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of a hardcore global war criminal, blaming the Second Amendment for terror attacks and saying white men are the problem. That clip's coming up today. That's just some of what we've got here. It is so crazy how much the globalists hate this country. A Star Wars smashes U.S. box office record, probably one of the worst movies ever made. I'll give you the review of that. We'll get into a bunch of people run over by a car in Las Vegas. Will they call for banning cars? Probably. That is, people driving their own cars. That's where all this is going. Huge geopolitical news, huge election news, huge Trump news as Obama plays the race card on him. It is just crazy. And now the federal government's come out and basically admitted that they are geoengineering covertly. It's all coming up. First, a powerful report from John Bowne on the social engineering.
A transgender father who abandoned his seven children to start a new life as a six-year-old girl
is being celebrated
by some liberals as a shining example of diversity. Stephanie Walsh is being profiled by numerous media outlets after she revealed her story in a video interview for the Transgender Project.
I can't deny I was married. I can't deny I have children. But I've moved forward now, and I've gone back to
Frankenstein.
I don't want to be an adult right now, and I just live my life like I couldn't.
And everyone has to pay for you.
Have a mommy and daddy, an adopted mommy and daddy,
who
are totally comfortable with me being a little girl.
Walsh is now dressing up and pretending to be a six-year-old girl
with
her adopted family after being given an ultimatum by her ex-wife, who said she had to stop being trans or leave. Walsh chose to abandon the 23-year marriage along with her seven kids and is now fulfilling her role as little sister to her new parents' youngest granddaughter. The clip has received well over 160,000 views, but feedback is overwhelmingly negative, while comments have been completely disabled. Several liberals reacted by expressing support for Walsh and celebrating her story. Walsh herself reacted to critics by vowing to take on haters face-to-face at a location in Toronto. However, the vast majority of respondents to the Independent article had a very different opinion. One writes, "Oh, it's so great. What a hero. How brave. Fawn. This is what happens when lunacy is championed by the right arm. On. This is not news," added another. "This is a mentally ill person who does not need pandering."
Wait a minute, putting Drano in your eyes? That's not cool.
Another gay man accused Walsh of being an interloper and a fetishist. One commenter also made a number of accusations against Walsh that, if true, demolish her attempt at framing herself as a victim.
It's just people
the commenter
clowning.
Writes, "What this report doesn't tell you is that this person was charged with assault and abuse of his wife and family. They were awarded a restraining order against him. He has also been convicted of harassment and threatening a neighbor and a peeping Tom. Also, his arrangement
really?
With his new mummy and daddy
is like a super heavyweight too.
It's also fascinating how many social justice warriors and feminists who would normally crucify a man for abandoning his wife and kids are extremely supportive of Walsh simply because she now professes to be a six-year-old girl. All kidding and paranoid transphobia aside, isn't this just sheer unabashed propaganda aimed at destroying the family? What's next? Maybe the outspoken mentally ill or modern-day left-wing liberals will be glorifying the sad tale of Johnny List, a man who literally destroyed his family by patiently murdering them all because he had become recently unemployed and didn't want them to carry his burden. Rest assured, deadbeat dads everywhere. All you have to do is become a twisted paragon of perversion, and the left wing will carry you to victory. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
That's right. Once men are destroyed, it's all over.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last Friday, my office phone rang, and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura was giving me a call. And I hadn't followed the news. I didn't know that he'd gone to Russia a few weeks ago and just gotten back. And he was talking about how much freer Russia had become versus how much liberty the United States had lost. And he was talking about how he was at a press dinner with Vladimir Putin. And I said, did you meet Putin? And he said, yes. And then he started to tell me some of the story. Pretty interesting. So Jesse Ventura will be joining us in the second hour. We'll talk election 2016. Also take some of your phone calls. And, you know, I understand that the media polarize things where you're either for Jesse Ventura or you're against him with the whole Chris Kyle story. And I can see that a lot of people would see Chris Kyle as an admirable character. Especially once that movie came out. But all of that separately from reality, a jury found that it was not true. Because the story got changed over and over again. I know Jesse Ventura good. Say what you want about him. He would not go into a Navy SEAL bar that he'd gone to for decades when he was at a commencement speech and say, I'm glad SEALs are dying. That just didn't happen. And I believe Chris Kyle was manipulated into adding that to his book by News Corp to politically assassinate Jesse Ventura. That said, since he's been attacked by the right wing, Ventura's moved more to the left, and I don't like it. I don't like it. But I know Ventura well. He's for real behind the scenes. He is what you get on air. So just like Donald Trump isn't perfect, I like him because he's real. That's what you get in public. It's what you get in private. He's not fake. Now, you know, I love Ron Paul. I mean, he's exactly what you see behind the scenes, what you see on television or radio. And I happen to agree with his politics about 99% of the time. But there aren't many Ron Pauls out there, are there? So I'll take a Donald Trump or a Jesse Ventura any day over somebody like Hillary Clinton, who got up during the debate that she showed up late for as an act of disrespect for everyone and began to lie about films that ISIS is using of Donald Trump to recruit. And, of course, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, everybody ran out to find it. They've been looking for it for weeks because that's been a talking point that he's helping ISIS. And there is no such video. And now she's been caught. And the White House press secretary admits they can't find it. They can't find where Trump did this. Now we learn Hillary Clinton missed debate because she wouldn't share a bathroom. Yeah, that's how ultra mega elite she is. She had to make them all wait till they cordoned off an area for her. You don't look Hillary Clinton in the eyes when you are a waitress or a server. This is the arrogance. You don't get a tip when she's at a private restaurant. She routinely calls managers over and tells people, you get rid of that person or we're going to give you some problems. I mean, she's the ultimate witch, the ultimate narcissist. You tell a narcissist, you know, a confident person the media will call a narcissist, an aggressive person. No, that's somebody that's dominant. But a true narcissist has all those traits, but then only cares about themselves and treats service staff and people really bad consistently. You don't get bonuses working for Hillary Clinton, unless you're her girlfriend. But continuing on, Trump lashed out at her and called her a big liar. We're going to be going over some of that today. Also, Star Wars smashes U.S. box office record. And we're not going to cover Star Wars because it's a big pop culture event. We're going to cover it because understanding Star Wars and how they've turned these media film spectacles into events, not stories, is understanding how they're dumbing down the culture. You don't just think they're going to put fluoride in the water to dumb us down or feed us GMO or have heavy metals in the water system to dumb us down, as eco-science, White House science are admits. They're not going to stop there. They're going to dumb the music down. They're going to dumb the writing down. They're going to dumb the literature down. They're going to dumb the attention span down. They are going to literally rewire how our brains work with the flicker rates with the televisions on record. That's all admitted. Plunging IQs, neurological death in the brain, Alzheimer's linked to television viewing. It's all there. Look it up for yourself. But I had dinner last night with a prominent producer and director who was in town just for a few days. And he called me Saturday and he said, you want to get dinner Sunday? So I went by and met him for 2 hours and had dinner. And he's been on the show before years ago. I shouldn't even say that, but there's been quite a few directors on. And he said, you know what, the way the country is now, just don't use my name. And I said, well, I don't want to plagiarize everything you just said and say I came up with it. And he goes, okay, well, you can say somebody in the media told you this or somebody in Hollywood, but just don't say my name. That's this country, this world is just too out of control at this point. I don't think you're going to save it. And he just laid out how it works in Hollywood. And I already knew this, but hearing it from him, I mean, I sat there for like an hour and a half. He just laid it all out. About they don't want stories, they don't want complex things, they don't want beautiful art, even though it'd be successful. They want dumbed-down spectacles where people think it's part of an event because millennials have been programmed. And this guy's consulted the top technology companies. He was talking about how technology companies really run everything. It is an agenda to basically end humans and how they tell you, you know, you will produce something that's dumb and stupid and mindless that doesn't make sense on purpose to change the culture. And I was like, you got to come on the air. And I started trying to record him while he was talking. You know, I said, can I record this? He said, no. And he just kept spewing the info. It was like when Drudge was in here spilling his guts a month and a half ago I mean, I shouldn't even have interrupted. I mean, I was somewhat controlled, but he was just spewing, you know, inside intel and key information, like Old Faithful or something going off. And it was the same thing last night. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And, of course, he meets and hangs out with all the other top people, and he was just telling me all this inside stuff. And I was just, oh, please let me tell them. Oh, please. And he said, look, you can go tell them. Just don't use specific names of me or the other people. And it's very fatalist up there. They know there's a technocracy takeover. They know there's a plan to phase people out. They know it's a plan to ruin everybody's brains. And they just tell the top directors, you will do this or you're not going to have a job. They tell the writers that. So when you see skillful, screwed up, bizarre, suspended disbelief, none of it makes sense. It's all just juxtaposed, helter-skelter, oxymoronic, but still all glitzy and shiny with emotional memes of like, we are strong together, or it'll just cut to some thematic music and some woman's hair blowing for a minute and, you know, some male archetype model standing strong, and then you're given that 10 seconds of wholesomeness, and then it goes right back into the mental illness. And he was just describing how it's the triumph of the murder of beauty and the murder of intelligence and the murder of complexity because they don't want the public thinking like that. And of course, I was going to say later that I was going to get into this. I kind of just did. I never really plant hooks and then, you know, later get to it. I just keep moving through all the incredible information. But later in the third hour, I need to write some notes off what he said. I meant to do it last night when I got home, but I was so tired. But it was just, it just gave me a headache, actually, at the same time, because I already know all this, but to hear it from him and to confirm it all and just to have him spill his guts about it was amazing. It was truly amazing. You go see grown men at, like, the new Avengers movie. I went and saw that a year ago, and it was so bad, it was perfect. It was bad on purpose. These are really good writers, really good directors who just go, you want it to be horrible and dumbed down? You bet I'll make it the most horrible, stupid thing ever. And they actually go in and make jokes about what they're doing, and they all just like vomit on each other, basically. I mean, it's they're not even into it. It's like all just sick and horrible and evil. But they do it because they want to be part of this great evil. And so that's what something like Star Wars is. And it's such a spectacle under peer pressure that everybody goes and then just goes, I was there, it doesn't matter. And then you just partake in the bad acting and none of it making sense and all of it being stupid and all of it being emptiness as a vehicle to sell coffee creamers and toys and towels and clothing. And it becomes your culture, emptiness and fake and devoid of anything real. And that's only at this phase. You see, when Melissa Harris Perry gets up there and says Darth Vader is racist because he's black, and then she acts all emotional and says it hurts me, that's to hurt her viewers, so they get upset and hurt when they see Darth Vader. So they're in a mentally ill prison of, oh racist, oh, everyone's out to get me. Total chip on the shoulder world. And so if you watch her, everything is attached to it. No one else is allowed to work hard. That puts down black slaves. You can't say a father was good because that takes away from women. See, no one can achieve in this. No one can be successful except the anointed priesthood. They're allowed to talk. They're allowed to tell you which words to use. And you look at it and you realize these people study this scientifically and sit there with a playbook trying to make all of their language weaponized to create an artificial reality to absolutely devastate the minds of the poor drooling victims that watch it. They are creating mass mental illness by design. And then even parts of the left see it, like in that Atlantic Monthly article last month, admitting the coddling of America and saying that adults now are like gibbering mentally ill children, afraid of everything. That's the point. It's meant to make you afraid of knowledge, afraid of culture, afraid of literature, where you can't read anything without getting upset, and you walk into your college campus, and you go, ah, it's called Lynch Hall. They want to lynch me. And the attorney general says, yes, we'll look into Lynch Hall, even though she's named Lynch, see? But, oh, she's black. She can be called Lynch. No, I mean, this is just scientific, folks. And you talk to somebody in Hollywood who I've known for years, and they go, oh, yeah, now it's just unspoken now. It's just official. This is what you do if you want to make hundreds of millions of dollars and have your movies produced and put out, is you just wreck everything and create the ugliest, stupidest, shallowest hype vehicle you can. And he says, and they laugh. They go, it doesn't matter. Once we got your ticket, we already got you. And then you don't want to admit you got conned, so you say you love it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm not going to get back into the whole Hollywood situation for a while, but when they say, hey, it doesn't matter, you want to come to an event, you want to come to something that's hyped up, you want to be part of the fraud. and they've engineered millennials. This is what I was hearing directly, again, from folks inside the system, to want to be conned and to not want to enjoy a movie, but to enjoy the spectacle of being part of it and then talking to others about it in the false culture. So we've replaced rugged individualism, liberty, freedom, inventiveness, high IQs, health, trailblazing energy, outdoors activities with Jay-Z, Kanye West, Star Wars, the NFL, things like this that are totally empty. And I've got probably 7 or 8 articles in the stack today where Harvard hands out manuals and puts signs up saying, don't use these words. This is how you are to speak. And they even get down to, you know, don't have Halloween parties. And you're like, oh, it's to be sensitive. No, it's to have a culture of total oppression about what you say and do. The opposite of what a university is. The opposite of Renaissance. And universities founded in the last 500 years in Europe. In the last 350 here in North America. They are killing culture. Open culture right now. They are killing liberalism. And it's, quote, liberals with their hijabs and their little outfits up there on MSNBC every day telling you what reality is as they slaughter freedom right in front of you. I mean, it's so sick. And I've got this new article. Ohio college students offended by culturally appropriated food at dining halls. Now, this is where the mental illness goes into the stratosphere. Washington Times. Students at liberal Ohio colleges are voicing outrage over fried chicken, sushi, General Cho's chicken, Vietnamese sandwiches served in the school cafeteria, saying the cheap knockoff dishes are insensitive and culturally inappropriate. So it's okay for the federal government to feed people prison-level food to our young children in big scams, full of GMOs, full of additives, as long as it's low-calorie, it's supposedly okay. But then these colleges try to have, you know, pizza and Italian food one day, Asian cuisine another, seafood another. That's just how you have good variety. That's what you want at a good college. But see, they don't know how to learn or how to read or write or how to get jobs or how to be charming or how to save money or how to start a business. They learn how to see phantoms, phantom menaces everywhere, and that's how you're creative. Lynch Hall. I think that was in Ohio, too. Oh, my gosh, Chinese food. How horrible. Because, you know, when you go eat Chinese food, it's racist. I told you the story when I was at Barton Springs about 2 years ago with my kids. And we're all laying out in the sun and swimming in the big natural pool. And I see two Hispanics and a white guy, college student age. They're going, man, I'm so stoned. Yeah, it was really fun. They look all even smoking weed or something. They're jumping up and down the water. And they go, man, I'm hungry. I want some Chinese food. That was one of the Mexicans, one of the Hispanics, and the white guy and the other Hispanic go, oh, don't say that, it's racist. And they actually meant it and got all scared. They have no language, they have no culture. Guaranteed they were modern, you know, Marvel comic fans. I'm not knocking Marvel comic fans, I'm just saying it's that archetype. You go to these movies, you take your kids to it, there's like grown men, sometimes look like 6'4", like they could, you know, kill you with their one hit. They're like going, oh, awesome. Oh, Iron Man. Oh, and it's so cheesy, so stupid, so unrealistic, so unmale, so fraudulent. And this is their manhood. It's some fantasy land. And so talk about a prison. It's in the news all the time where people will say, hey, I'd like a Negro Modelo. People, well, you got a problem calling me the N-word? No, man, this means black in Spanish. That's getting the beer. So they're talking about even on menus changing stuff like that because actually in Europe they are because it's just incentive. I mean, there's lots of birds named Negro in Europe. That just means blackbird. And all over Europe they're changing the names of birds that have the word Negro in it. That's Latin, folks. It goes back to the Romans. It means black. They're changing it. It's a triumph of ignorance. It's the end of the population. This is what Orwell talked about, getting it to a point with a dumbed-down population where the words have all been reduced down to nothing, and it's a crime to use certain words to where no one can even communicate. And so in just a few years, a college graduate hearing this show won't understand it or will be in so much pain hearing the words because all they're designed to do is scan for thought crime that they will become physically ill and run away, you know, gibbering. That basically already happens. But isn't that fitting? Because just like you go buy a Star Wars ticket, and it doesn't matter if it's horribly done, you're going to believe it was good because you just spent $10 for the ticket. They already got your money. You've been conned. You're in the Nigerian scam now. You're not going to admit you got conned for $5,000. You'll go in $20,000 before you finally wake up. Or maybe never.
just like the college bubbles. Close to 90% of people will never get their money back with a college degree, and it's getting worse. It doesn't matter. They're already in the scam. Their arm's already in the wood chipper. They're going to go in head first, feed their family, everybody into it, because they can't admit they got chumped.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Big news is coming up.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Enemy fighters coming our way.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm spending my vacation at work on the air.
I kind of turn things around. That's how my brain works.
I am so honored to be here. I am so blessed to be here. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please stop thanking Alex Jones or InfoWars. I want to thank you for your support, your prayers, all the intel you send us. You know who you are out there. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. All right, let me get into all the serious news now. And then I'm going to play a clip from a little comedy piece we did that actually exposes the plot of Star Wars at the end, the new Star Wars movie. Group leaks new Star Wars movie secrets. And it's on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com at the bottom. And, again, we shot this at 10 in the morning. It was done shooting. We started shooting at 9:30. We're done at 10.
We came here, and then in 4 hours, they had it edited and put out. Nobody can turn something around like this this fast. I mean, this is South Park quality ridiculousness, but we did it in a couple hours. So great job, Rob Dew and Josh Owens and, of course, Michael Zimmerman and the others, Darren McBree, and they all just pooled in on it and put it together. It's pretty funny. But it doesn't translate too well on radio, so I'm just going to play the part that does. But this is what we do. We go in and we hijack empty, soulless, rotten, festering enemy torpedoes that are the new Star Wars system that has murdered Star Wars. Star Wars, in my view, is dead completely and empty. And they just fill all of their soul-eating tripe into it. So group leaks new Star Wars movie secrets. That video is up on Infowars.com. You might want to send it to the Star Wars heads in your area. But we will play a few minutes of that coming up after I get to the serious news. Then we're going to go to break, and I'm just going to do it in that little six-minute segment at the end of the hour. The federal government itself is now coming out on basically a weekly basis and admitting that they're geoengineering people because we have exposed them, you have exposed them. They're now preparing to bring this main line and admit that they are spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and radioactive isotopes as well on the population. So they're now admitting it. It's in the Smithsonian.gov. It is the Department of Energy. It's all being announced. And, of course, they're saying it's not ice condensation crystals. It's not ice condensation crystals, and we never said it was. And there's real condensation trails out there. It's what's been added to the jet fuel. Oh, impurities in the jet fuel are creating nuclei and changing our atmosphere and making the Earth up to 30% darker. Oh, where's all the apologies from the people? From CNN to MSNBC to you name it, on every channel you can imagine making fun of us for chemtrails. I mean, it's been public, the high-altitude aerosol geoengineering programs since the early 1990s. They just don't call it chemtrails. Again, it's like people go, where's the FEMA camp? It isn't called FEMA camp. No, this Army base is just designated an emergency center's establishment system for political dissidents. Here's the Army.mil document. I mean, just type in, Army admits reeducation camps. They use the word reeducation camps. But see, oh, people were calling it FEMA camps. Oh, there's nobody here by that name. It's how they play lawyer games with everybody. And now the Smithsonian comes out and goes, oh, airplane exhaust is causing geoengineering, lingering clouds and cloud banks that are changing the atmosphere. Exactly what we said in 1996. Exactly. I started making a film about condensation trails and chemtrails and what was really going on. It's titled Dark Skies before they even had a movie called that. And there was so much evidence that I got bogged down in the hundreds of patents and admissions and air bases and Department of Energy and all their own videos of them with the chemtrail sprayers. Because they've got special planes that do intense chemtrailing. But then they've got to add to the jet fuel of general aviation and also commercial aviation where it just distributes it. But some third world countries don't take part in it. That's how you'll see a big jet the same level as another jet, 33,000 feet, putting nothing out. And right by it, just stuff's dumping out of an American Airlines plane because there's a whole bunch of countries that participate. And then it's added at the jet fuel production refineries. And if you look, there's only four or five companies in North America that are refining jet fuel on a mass scale. And all you got to do is have them be part of the industrial InfraGuard program, and baby, you give them a tax exemption to mix it this way, and it's classified, and they do it. And we've got all the documents on that. Can you imagine what else is going on when they're jacking with the atmosphere and won't tell us what they're doing? Can you imagine what's piggybacked and what's Trojan horsed into all the GMO and the vaccines? I mean, just what we know is enough to devastate human life on this planet forever. I mean, just type in chemtrails from space and just look at the world. Or look at the BBC a decade ago. Earth 20% darker. Now it's 30% darker. Oh, but nothing's going on. There's no world government. There's nothing secret. Everything's fine. Yeah, they feed Roundup Ready soybeans to guinea pigs, and the first generation dies at about half the age they should. The next generation, about 60-70% are infertile and have tumors all over their bodies. But it's not until the third generation you get almost 99% infertility, and almost every guinea pig is horribly deformed with their testicles on top of their heads. I told Howard Stern that, and he laughed about it. It's funny, I know. Until your kids get it. And then it's time to die. It's all a covert program. And, yeah, I've gone kind of crazy knowing about it every day, having to live with it, watch everybody else just go about their business. And then I'll be at some event or out having a good time, and all of a sudden I feel guilty. I'll be out having a good time laughing with buddies or, you know, doing a podcast or something. I went over to On It, Joe Rogan's outfit, Aubrey Marcus's outfit finally this week. I had a great time. I was sitting there Saturday night having a great time. It just hit me. I went, wait a minute. We're under attack. I've got to see. And I know it's unnatural for me to just be up here yelling and screaming, they're murdering us all the time, and then nothing's happening. Nothing's being done. In an ancient civilization, people go check into what I was saying, believe it, and stop it. But because everybody just thinks, you know, Transformers are real and the X-Men is the real world, then I can't reach them. They're gone. They're busy battling windmills like Don Quixote. You know, how dare you feed me Chinese food on the menu? That's racist. You've stolen Asian culture. And it's the white kid saying it, of course. And I'm like, hey, you know, they put cancer viruses in almost all the major vaccines. Here's some documents. Shut up, you racist. Okay, they're spraying aluminum on us. The trees and plants are dying. The plankton's dying. It's real dangerous. Here's a shut up, racist. Listen, they're aborting half the black people. It's a plan, and they're going to phase it into all groups. We need to really work together. Shut up, white devil. All these people are now telling me, did you know episode 3 is about 9/11 and false flags? Really? Thank you for telling me that. I thought I broke that 10 years ago. Why is it no one listens to me when I'm saying it, when it's breaking, when it's happening? Instead, all they do is misappropriate what I've said. Straw men. We didn't have a moon landing. Never said that. Giant wasp live under the UN building. Never said that. And that was in over. People go, well, you said it was 500. No, it's over 1,000 now. As of last Monday, it was 500. Over 1,000 articles last week alone saying that I believe that aliens run the planet, that there are giant wasps under the UN building, and that Obama sends tornadoes to kill people. Never said any of that. A lady said, do you think the big tornado that hit Oklahoma City a few years ago was weather weapons? And I said, no, they usually do it in big general fronts to, like, keep water out of areas or change atmospheres. They don't tend to send tornadoes themselves, though they admit they can go into weather systems and create tornadoes. That turns into Obama sent the tornado. And again, I know I keep repeating that because when there's 1,000 articles plus saying that, I've got to counter it. But I've had 4 or 5 people the last week that I know on the street or in person say, yeah, I saw that in the paper. Shane Steiner saw it in the local Austin American Statesman. He goes, but I know you don't say that. I've heard your show. But see, they know you as listeners know they're lying. They're targeting new people, inoculating them in their own terms, psychologically inoculating them, conditioning them, preconditioning them to not listen when they hear me explain what's been added to the vaccines or the geoengineering is going on. Because they know I've got their plan. I know who they are. I know their master program because they're so arrogant and have written about it. And if people listen to me, it's game over for the New World Order. But you've got to decide that you want to do something about this. You've got to decide that you care about your family. You've got to decide you don't want to just be overwritten. I mean, maybe you're so lazy and so mesmerized by TV and got so much, you know, food and all these base level things you need. They've done that on purpose that you don't realize you're being absolutely slow murdered. Those that the gods would destroy, they would first make man. Well, the globalists are playing the part of God. That's who they want to be. That's who they're trying to be. And so those they would destroy, they would first make mad. And you look at everything they're doing to us and our culture, it's to make us insane and mentally ill so we don't stand up for ourselves. You'd have to be crazy living in a freakish society like this to go along with it. So they're going to make you crazy and dumb and stupid. I'll be honest with you, 10 years ago, I never thought it'd be the warrior class that would listen to me. I would bash the military. I would bash the police all day because I knew they worked for the globalists that had taken over. I would think I've got to warn the general proletariat, to use their words, so that we don't go along with this takeover. But I didn't realize that for all the faults of the people that enter the warrior class, they don't want to be slaves. They don't want to be conquered. They don't want to be driven into slavery. They don't. No, no, no. They want to do the hanging. And it's that class now that's totally tuned to this show. See, I never expected those type of angles. The globalists have a big problem because of that. But I want to tell the general public something right now. You better wake up, too, and get involved and get your butts in gear because you are being attacked. You are being destroyed. Let's go to this next clip. Mika Brzezinski, who dates the former Republican congressman who had a dead intern found on him. Again, when you watch these shows, you need to know the background. Her father wrote a book bragging that he set up the Khmer Rouge, who killed 35% of Cambodia's population, roughly. And he wrote in there that he's very proud of the fact that he didn't kill the people. He set someone else to do it so that he is politically protected. He brags about the English he puts on a ball when he knocks four or five balls that he calls into the corner pockets. Oh, I didn't kill all those Cambodians. I hit another ball that hit another ball that knocked them in, but I didn't touch the ball with the wrong ball. And he writes a book. You can go read his quotes. Oh, real cutesy. So see, when you sit there with a platinum blonde with her disgraced congressman, totally blackmailed and controlled, she just looks. See, Matt, look at things through my eyes. See, look at things through knowledge and background. Then you see two enemy officers in front of you. Preying on America, preying on your family. And that's only one dimension of it. I could go into more. The two are lovers in their hatred for humanity. Scarborough talks about how he admires and learns so much from her father, one of the most evil men alive today, who has a public plan in the grand chessboard to engineer thermonuclear war with Russia. How's that sound? Oh, Darth Vader's scary? The new monsters in the Star Wars are scary? How about the people that write books bragging about killing millions of innocent men, women, and children and brag about it? You think they might be a little dangerous? You think they might need to be met? Oh, no. Who wants to actually fight with real monsters? Let's pretend we fight with monsters in our minds because we're little boys. And then you can see through her eyes as she tries to show off of the latest White House talking points that how dare Santorum, who's a neocon in his own right, so there's levels to this, how dare Rick Santorum be worried about radical Muslims being brought into the country? Why, we know the biggest killers are white men with guns. Really? Go to the FBI crime statistics. Do you know the lowest level of any major, quote, racial group in crime with firearms, it's white males? That's a fact. Look it up. You know overall crime with guns, period, from black to Hispanic to Asian to white, is down since 1992, 61%. It's not 50-something. It's 61 now. Mass shootings, the rarest form of shooting, are slightly up the last decade. Less than 100 people a year die in them. And it's a mix. It's crazy Muslims, it's crazy white guys, crazy black guys, you name it. With the media hyping, and I'm surprised there's not more. It's like the new pastime. Instead of suicide by cop, just go shoot up a school or some other victim disarmament zone. And she gets up here and just keeps repeating, like, don't you see how you're discredited? Don't you see? You're usually smart. It's the white men. It's the white men. All lies. Like Hillary saying, like Brian Williams, she was, you know, in combat in Serbia. It's all lies. They're liars. And then you realize it's the daughter of a mass murdering war criminal up there with a guy found with a dead intern. A strangled intern. I'm sure he didn't do it. I'm totally innocent, of course. Oh, my gosh. Here, let's just go ahead and go to these two little sweetie pies up there shoveling lies. Oh, the problem isn't radical jihadists. No, it's white people. This is how sick these freaks are. Here's the clip.
Well, why aren't you working on white men with guns? I mean, come on, Rick Antoine.
I mean, again, it's all body language, like a kindergarten teacher. You ever watch a kindergarten teacher, how they talk to kindergartners or first graders? This is all the Delphi technique, dumbing this down to children. She goes, why aren't you talking about it? I mean, obviously, the sky is purple at high noon. I mean, you know, unicorns are real. I mean, Obamacare is free, you racist. You didn't build your business. 2 + 2 = 5. Did you hear? 7 days a week at this college, they have different things. Sometimes it's chicken fried steak. Sometimes it's sushi. Sometimes it's fish and chips. I mean, it's so racist. You're appropriating culture? Oh, my gosh, Alex, you're wearing cowboy boots. Those come from Mexico. You're wearing a belt buckle. What, are you against Mexicans? You're like, well, no, I actually like to. Shut up. Skip the network break. I got to cover this. This is how demonic and evil these people are. Every word crafted to hurt you and your family. They're preying on you. They are your enemy. Break the enemy's conditioning, folks. They're your enemy. They're your enemy. They're going to stage false flags and blame us, folks. They're going to blame you. They're going to take everything you got. They hate the fact the founders laid down the Second Amendment as a checkmate against them. They were so ready. Oh, God bless George Washington. Thank you, God, for people like that. They're the only ones from 240 years ago as the force field holding back some of this right now. But it's weakening, it's falling, folks, and all hell's going to break loose. Thank God for what they built for us. That's why the enemy hates them so much, because they're fighting their spirit today. Just go back to this enemy. I just cannot watch the daughter of a mass murdering war criminal who wants World War III on top of it, involved in the overthrow of Ukraine and every other evil you can imagine, with her evil, evil, evil co-host. Evil. Just preying on people and showing total anti-white racism. Here it is.
Well, why aren't you working on white men with guns? I mean, come on, Rick Santorum. Well, you know better. You're a smart guy. You're telling Muslim Americans they all need to come out and talk about the tiny percentage of their community that has kind of, quite frankly, wreaked havoc. But yet, you look at the data of white men with guns wreaking havoc on this country.
White men, everything is scientifically trained. White men, all her body language, what? White men, like she has the passion of like a huntress with battle axes to hack up her enemy. She has white men. White men. The type that strangle people, those type. Here, let's, oh, you love it, don't you? The huntress, to savage the enemy Americans, to hold them down, to tie them down. She's a lilipoli with another rope over us. Help me tie them down. Help me hold them. No, we're breaking loose, whore. You're a prostitute of the New World Order, selling out the American people. Now let's go back to her. Here she is.
Well, why aren't you working on white men with guns? I mean, come on, Rick Santorum. You know better. You're a smart guy. You're telling Muslim Americans.
Hear it again. To the very start. You know enough. You're a smart guy. Everything is a literal CIA psych warfare technique. One after the other. She just bam, 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 like a video game, hitting the button she was taught to hit. But she's actually scared. She knows she has no ratings. She knows she's a nobody. She's scared of the evil in her family. She can feel the darkness pulling at her. So she wants to be more evil. Friends with the devil. Maybe he'll be nice to her. Oh, he's going to be nice to you, you old hag. Your soul is so ugly. I've seen 98-year-old women more beautiful than you, and not because they're physically beautiful. You're an ugly hag. Ice cold, ice queen. You feel the fire of liberty? It will burn your fraud to the ground. You think your devil's got power? The devil only tries to imitate aspects of God. You are weak. You will be broken. Now let's go back to the monster. I'm not going to interrupt at this time. Here she is.
Well, why aren't you working on white men with guns? I mean, come on, Rick Santorum. Well, you know better. You're a smart guy. You're telling Muslim Americans they all need to come out and talk about the tiny percentage of their community that has kind of, quite frankly, wreaked havoc. But yet, you look at the data of white men with guns wreaking havoc on this country. Why aren't white men all coming forward? Why don't you call on them to do that?
I'm doing a lot of things about trying to solve gun violence, and that primarily focuses on the family. Yeah,
Like being against people on the terror watch list, not being able to buy a gun.
If you look at the folks who are causing crime in America, almost every single one of them, and I think Chuck Colson pointed this out, that 85 to 90% of men in prison grew up without a father in the home. So you want to get at the real root problem here. You've got a breakdown of society, basically based upon the breakdown of the family. To point to an inanimate object is a
Santorum is pointing to black crime rates being astronomical in areas where the families have broken up. He didn't say black people. That's the only way his argument has any semblance of reality. No, the overall crime rate's way down because of gun ownership going up and because of better policing techniques. Okay? And everybody knows that. In fact, guys, can you roll the feed with Justice Department numbers on the crime rate plunging? I know we have that in the file in there for TV viewers. But just type in gun crime plunges, but perception is it's up. You'll get LA Times, Washington Post, even they admit it. But Santorum goes along with it and goes, well, the crime rate's up because of fatherless families. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. It is not. I'm showing FBI.gov statistics. It's just absolute flaming baloney. And, folks, people need to meet the Brzezinskis with anger. They need to meet all of these enemies of humanity point blank. Because these people have never had to have consequences for the way they behave, the way they act, the type of evil they pull. Really evil, powerful people in history were pretty controlled about what they said and did because they understood how weak they really were, even if they thought they were in a position of strength. Any given day, they could roll those dice and come up snake eyes. I've raised my rhetoric to the level of their outrageousness to get people out of comas, but what I say and what I break down is accurate. There it is. Gun crime has plunged. Americans think it's up. Study, LA Times. Again, but there they are just going along with, yep, well, crime's up because the fathers. What? What? It's just none of it's true. It's just bathing in ignorance. But they're not bathing in ignorance. More Americans view letting more people carrying concealed handguns as a better solution to terrorism than stricter gun control. New big poll out. That's from Gallup. The truth is we're winning. They're angry. And they have built admitted giant emergency center establishment systems and civilian inmate labor camp programs to prime them with prisoners. And it's all admitted. You can read the Army Manual on Civil Internment Program for the United States. It's about 30-something pages long. You can all read about how they'll process you with your Social Security numbers. But can we pull up the internment camp documents for new TV viewers and listeners? I'll just give you the U.S. Army document number if you want to go read it at army.mil for yourself. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Oh, sorry. By the way, I didn't get to the geoengineering. I'll do it next hour after Ventura leaves us. Oh, yeah, Smithsonian, Associated Press, Popular Science, all just got the green light to come out and break the big news. They'll probably get Pulitzer Prizes. That there's something in the jet fuel causing geoengineering and persistent jet trails. Oh, those of us that made films about it and talked forever, we won't get lauded and carried on shoulders? No, we'll get lied about. FM3-39.40, internment resettlement operations, 2010, leaked in 2012, declassified 2013. I'm afraid it got leaked to us. Kind of like how Hillary was using the State Department import-export system to ship weapons. Oh, that broke here and now 3 years ago and broke this year. I'm not bragging. I just want everybody to know. You want to talk about Star Wars? Our X-Wing attack force blows up Death Stars on a weekly basis. And we love getting shot at and we love getting blown up. We don't care. I'm afraid we're committed. And I'm afraid we're not going to stop. We're crazed. We're 1776. We're bringing the fire of liberty. And nothing on this earth is going to stop it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.